kids. Here we go. It's a brand new game show that we're trying out right here on the Rocon Show with Anna DeVlantis on 720 WGN. I'm quite honestly, I have no idea if this is going to work.
Oh, I think this will be fun. This is going to be a fun game, even if it doesn't work.
It's a little game called Who Said It? And we have two contestants. We've got Melissa, who's playing with Mark.
Hey, it's Adam Hoke.
No, that's Adam Hoke.
Nope.
I'm Mark.
Hi.
What's up, Melissa?
Hey, Mark.
And we have Greg, who's playing with Violetta. Greg, you there?
Hello.
Hey, Greg.
I'm here.
All right. Now, Greg, let me explain something to you. Here's how the game is going to work. I'm going to read you a quote, and you're going to tell me who said it, which is why we call this game Who Said It. And you only have two choices. It's either Donald Trump or the fictional character Jack Donaghy from 30 Rock, played by Alec Baldwin. Did you ever see that show?
Only a couple of times.
Yeah, good enough, though. You understand. It's because Jack Donaghy is like Donald Trump without the $1 billion. Or maybe he does have the $1 billion. Who knows? All right.
Who knows?
All right. And Melissa, have you ever seen 30 Rock?
Yeah, every episode.
You know what?
Major advantage.
I'm going to tell you right now, Greg, you're in trouble for a couple of reasons. One, because you got Violetta. And let me give you a little bit of a tip here. That Violetta, whatever she says, go the other way. Just go
not
the
always.
Other way.
Not always, her, you know. But typically, yes. I would agree with that.
And I have the prizes here. There was a little bit of a misunderstanding what the prizes were before, but let me just tell you what the prizes are.
We do
right
have
now.
Prizes, and they're great.
Oh, these are the best. Everybody gets a MyPillow, guaranteed most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Visit MyPillow.com. And then the winner gets a 3x4-foot official sports team throw rug, boldly emblazoned with your favorite sports team, perfect for the den, the bedroom, fan cave, the kids, whatever you want, courtesy of Tri-State Carpet and Floor and Elgin, where you can afford to be floored. Visit iwanttobefloored.com. And the runner-up gets a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Mm. Lou Malnati's is home to Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right?
Okay.
All right. This is the one that Malnati's gift certificate, by the way, a couple of weeks ago, somebody actually spiked their own chances
on
News
or
Ruse.
Right, they threw the game because they wanted the Malnati's gift certificate.
That just tells you how that goes. All right, here we go. All right. Is everybody prepared to play?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel great.
Okay. Good to start confident.
That's what you think. All right, here we go. Hold on. Don't anybody move. What happened? There we go.
Oh, open music?
Yeah, open music. All right, here is your first quote. And who said this? Was it Jack Donaghy or was it Donald Trump? Money can't buy happiness. It is happiness. And this question is for Melissa and Mark.
Melissa?
I think it's Jack.
So do I.
Money can't buy happiness. It is happiness.
11, please. Money can't buy happiness. It is happiness.
Talking about.
Well done. So true. Well done. All right, Greg and Violetta.
Violetta's dancing. Okay. I think everybody should know that.
She's having fun.
I didn't know that the music goes the whole time.
Not sure that's my intention. Here's the quote. I think apologizing's a great thing, but you have to be wrong. I will absolutely apologize sometime in the hopefully distant future if I'm ever wrong.
That sounds so confusing and must be Trump, in my opinion. But what do you think?
I agree, Donald Trump.
All right, we're going with Trump.
I fully think apologizing is a great thing, but you have to be wrong. I will absolutely apologize sometime in the hopefully distant future if I'm ever wrong.
And we are not apologizing.
Did say that. When I read that, I thought there's no way anyone would be narcissistic enough to say that, but someone did. He did.
That is a future president of the United States right there. All right, here we go. We move on to round two, and it's back to Melissa and Mark. I'm not the first one to say this. This is a country where we speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Jack, right?
Yep.
Jack.
Come on.
I'm not the first one to say this. This is a country where we speak English.
It's a blow for the M Squared team.
All right.
Small setback.
How could he say that?
Because he's building a wall.
Yeah. There's a lot happening.
Hey, listen. Greg and Violetta, stand by right here. Here you go.
Okay, here is yours, all right? I was trying to be a good sport, but you should be ashamed of yourselves. a bunch of 30-year-olds sitting around acting like college freshmen?
What do you think, Greg?
That is not Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think it's Jack when he walks into the office at some point.
Yeah, that's Jack.
I was trying to be a good sport, but you should be ashamed of yourselves. A bunch of 30-year-olds sitting around acting like college freshmen.
There you go. That was Jack Donaghy, not Donald Trump. All right, we move on to round three. It's moving quickly, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it
going
really
well.
Is. All right,
very
here we go.
Well.
Back to Melissa and Mark. Here we go. The only kind of people I want counting my money are little short guys that wear yarmulkes every day.
Oh, my God.
That's totally Jack. I remember that before.
Thank God for Melissa. I would have gone Trump. All right.
Oh, too bad for Melissa. It's not Donald Trump. He told Rolling Stone in June the following comment and associated he alleged he made were probably true. The only kind of people I want counting my money are little short guys who wear yarmulkes every day.
Oh, that was tough. Jack would totally say that too.
I know, that was a tough one. That was a tough one.
Okay,
wow,
so
embarrassing.
Greg and Violetta.
Yep.
Here you go. The ocean is awesome and for winners.
Oh,
winners.
Man. Winners. I feel like winners is determining it's Trump, but I don't know. What do you think, Greg?
I'm thinking Jack.
All right, let's go, Jack. Let's go, Jack. Your instinct is proper to go against me.
I hate the ocean. It's for tools.
The ocean's awesome and for winners. You're for tools.
Way to go, Greg.
All right.
This is going well.
I don't think there's any way they can come back. I have to go back and count all of this to see if I can figure it out. All right, hold on 1 second. Don't anybody move. There's no way. What you need to do here, I think on the next answer, if Melissa and Mark do not get this right, they are statistically eliminated from Who Said It. And we have some of the best Who Said It's coming up here. And this is a game that we've just come up with. Who Said It? Is it Donald Trump or the character Jack Donaghy from 30 Rock, played by Alec Baldwin?
I heard, Ro, that in this segment it was worth double the first segment so we could easily catch up.
I heard that I finally am good at a game.
That is really true. That is really true. You know what? That is not what I heard, Mark, but let's see. Let's just see how this goes.
We do want to get to these.
Yeah.
So you guys got to stay in it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll just get to it, and then I think the winner may already be determined, but maybe nobody stayed around long enough to know. Let's just go with that. All right, here you go. Here is for Melissa and Mark. Here is your quote, and was it Donald Trump or was it Jack Donaghy? I have some very good friends and some very good enemies, and I like it that way.
Melissa, I think it's Trump. Do we lose Melissa?
Melissa's out.
There's Melissa. Go ahead, Melissa.
Let's go with Trump.
Yes!
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 There we go.
You stayed in it.
Nicely done.
Now, if this is interesting, if Greg and Violetta blow this one, then it's just a 1-point lead, which no one ever saw coming.
This could be really close. Okay, guys,
we got this.
You ready? Here's the quote.
We're ready.
I don't keep cash in a wallet, and I don't carry much cash. There's not much reason to carry.
So confusing, I would say Trump, but I don't know.
All right, I'm going to go with Trump.
Are you sure? Because normally you do the opposite of what I say.
No, I'm not sure, but we're going with Trump.
Okay, Greg, I'm sorry.
I don't keep cash in a wallet, and I don't carry very much cash.
Yes.
You know, there's not very much reason to carry.
When you're a billionaire, you know, you don't need cash.
Right. That's right.
All right, this is, you know what this is for? This is to get the, if you get this right, I know this is a little unfair here.
You guys just don't want me to win.
No, you win. You win. You officially win.
Hey, winners are winners.
You're winners, right. But
let's stay for the bonus round,
all right?
Right? Should we have a bonus round?
A bonus round, because just for Bernie Sanders' sake, everybody should get the same amount of everything.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll pay for your college.
Melissa and I are pro participation trophy. This is okay.
Bro, I didn't know you were a socialist.
Yeah, don't tell nobody. All right, according to my calculations here, Violetta, you didn't miss a single one.
Oh, my. It wasn't all me, you know. Greg really carried the team here.
This is not the Oscars.
No, that was great.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you want to just share my pillow?
All right.
Do you want to share, thank the little people?
Melissa and Mark. Yeah, what do you mean by that? All right, Melissa and Mark, here you go. Let's just try this one for size. I do admire Wonka. He's a true capitalist. His factory has zero government regulations and no indoor boat. And an indoor boat. And an indoor boat. Was that Jack Donaghy or Donald Trump?
Gotta be Jack. What do you think,
it's
Melissa?
Gotta be Jack, right? Wonka?
It's no way Trump knows who Wonka is. No way.
No way. No way.
I do admire Wonka. He's a true capitalist. His factory has zero government regulations and an indoor boat.
Well done.
Way to go, Melissa.
Very good.
All right, Greg and Violetta, here's the quote.
Yes.
Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest, and you all know it.
Oh, I have no idea on that.
It sounds like something Trump would say, but
I think it sounds like something Jack would say.
All right, well, let's go with you. Let's go, Jack.
Finally, I lost. You still win the whole game, though. That was actually Donald Trump on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Saying, sorry, losers and haters, and with
got,
my IQ.
He got 30,000 likes and 30,000 retweets on that, so people believe that.
He goes on to say, please don't feel so stupid or insecure. It's not your fault. All right, there you go.
Well, good to know.
Yeah, it was a good, but you know what? It was a great game. It worked out just absolutely beautifully, and we just want to thank everybody for taking part in it. I'd like to thank the Academy.
Thank you.
I'm now going to accept
and start the music.
Yes. Now I want to ask you this though. Let's see here. Do we have two of the throw pillows? We do. Everybody gets a throw pillow.
Yay!
Everybody gets a my pillow. Did
you
say a throw pillow?
A throw pillow. You can throw your my pillow, but it's better. You just keep it under your head because it's very comfy.
You get the Chicago Sports Scene throw rug, and you get to choose what it is from Tri-State Carpet and Floor in Elgin, where you can afford to be floored. Visit iwanttobefloored.com, and then the run. And everybody gets a Lou Malnati's gift certificate, too.
How about that?
Lou Malnati.
And you get a participation ribbon, too.
Yeah, we're all winners.
Everybody's a winner right here on the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis, as far as anybody knows.